There's been tremendous progress on this island because of the signing of the Good Friday Agreement, and you could literally say the border region, both north and south, was liberated through the workings of the Good Friday Agreement. We all recall the days of the checkpoints, the days at border crossings, all of that, and the lack of cooperation at statutory and at community level. In the meantime, there has been huge progress. And if you take the economy for one thing, there has been a really deepening of the All-Ireland economy. We've seen an All-Ireland economy develop. In many instances, you've taken the food sector, there would have been enterprises, be it in dairy or beef or sheep meat, that had only a presence south of the border with a processing facility. They are now have their processing facilities north of the border. And likewise as well, firms that were sited only in Northern Ireland have businesses now south of the border. So there has been a huge development of the All-Ireland economy for the benefit of everyone. We see the raw material for the agri-food sector travel north, travel south. We see the joint collaboration between businesses north and south. We see every day of the week people travel north to go to their workplace or people travelling south to go to their workplace. Similarly, people accessing education or health services outside their own jurisdiction. So from that point of view, there has been huge cooperation, there has been huge progress, and we want that collaboration and everyday living to go ahead as we know it today.
Whereas you've outlined the economic importance there for agriculture and other cross-border businesses, the one thing most of all that we want to avoid more than anything else is going back to the days of the Troubles, and really, I suppose, borders and the Good Friday Agreements go hand in hand with that.
Oh, absolutely. We cannot for one moment countenance the return of borders on our island. But this is about people going about their daily business, people being safe, living away from paramilitary violence and trouble. We had so many decades of that where more than 3,000 people needlessly lost their lives and thousands of other innocent people injured as well. So from the point of view of the new political institutions that came about as a result of the Good Friday Agreement, it's disappointing that the Assembly and the Executive and the Stormont are not functioning at the minute. They should be restored. They should be up and working. They should be representing one voice for the people of Northern Ireland. We want to see those institutions working. We want to see the potential of the Good Friday Agreement maximised.